Good evening. You made it. Today is Thursday, September 23rd, 2021. The sun rose this morning at 6:33 a.m. and it will set this evening at 6:39 p.m. Monday was the full moon and Wednesday marked the autumnal equinox. Let us take this time to pause, to lay our burdens down, and to make space for the wind of the Spirit to blow as it pleases. Let us be together in spirit and in truth. Please, I invite you to rise as you are able and join us as we sing, "Welcome to the Mystery."
Welcome to the great I am. Welcome to the family of the living and the angel band. Welcome to all us sinners and saints. Welcome to believers and to those who ain't. Welcome to the mystery. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the mystery. Welcome to the great I am. Welcome to the family of the living and the angel band. Welcome to all us sinners and saints. Welcome to believers and to those who ain't. Welcome to the mystery. Welcome to the family.
Will you join me in prayer? Father, Mother, God, thank you for your presence during the hard and mean days. Thank you for your presence during the bright and sunny days. And thank you for your presence during the holy days. For those who have no voice, for those who feel unworthy, for those who live in pain, for those who are lonely, for those who are depressed, dear Creator, you, the borderless sea of substance, we ask you to give to all the world that which we need most, peace. Amen. Please be seated. Welcome, friends, beloved and new. Welcome to those here in body, to those ancestors we draw in. Welcome to you in the pews, and welcome to you streaming in. Welcome because we see you, because your Black life matters, because this land is your land, because love is love, because your voice for too long has been silenced. Welcome if you are hurting or healing, if you are a follower of Christ, a seeker, if you have doubts, if you know spirit outside this tradition, and if you are anywhere in between. We are more whole and complete today because we are together. We want to get to know you. In your pew is this Black Friendship Pad, and we invite you to fill it out or pass it on so someone else can fill it out. If you give us your email address, one of the pastoral staff will email you. Please give us a reason to send you a love note. If you are joining us online, you can fill this out at oldsouth.com/jazz. Please have a look at the insert in your bulletin for announcements and happenings in the Old South community, including our one-day church retreat next Saturday, October 2nd. You can register at oldsouth.org. We're glad you're here. We're glad we're here. We're glad we are all here. We could not have the experience that we'll share tonight without one another. I invite you to rise as you are able and join in singing, "You Have Come Down to the Lakeshore." You can also find this hymn on page 173 in your hymnal.
Go on loving, oh Jesus. have fished other waters. You, the longing of souls that are yearning. As loving friend, you have come to call me. Oh, Jesus, you have looked into my eyes, kindly smiling. You've called out my name. On sand, I have abandoned my small boat. Now with you, I will seek other seas.
Good evening. You may be seated. And you know, they did just that. On that evening, on that afternoon, when Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he ran into some folks that were fishing. And they were out in their boats, and they were fishing. And Jesus said, "Follow me." And that's exactly what they did. Now, a good psychologist would say that that would be reckless abandonment. Amen? But immediately, was it a hunch? Was it a hope? They followed Jesus. As 21st century Christians, we need to understand that their actions were not without precedent. Because in the rabbinical tradition, it was thought that if you wanted to learn or know what someone was doing, you would have like a little on-the-job training program, which meant that you would follow a mentor or a teacher, or Jesus, who was rabbi. And it is assumed that when you have contact with this person, you're going to learn. You're going to follow. You're going to take up the ways of doing things. And James and John and Peter and Simon, who Jesus calls out to, are not perhaps complete strangers. Perhaps they had been over at the River Jordan when Jesus was being baptized by John the Baptist. Perhaps they had heard somewhere in the circle of stories about Jesus' wilderness trek and the temptations. But whatever it was, something drew them to Jesus. And they wanted more. They wanted more. The question tonight is, what attracts you to Jesus? Is it Jesus' preaching? Is it his teaching? Someone said that when they heard Jesus speak, they never heard anyone speak like that before. He spoke with authority. What attracts you to Jesus? Is it his ability to calm rough seas? His ability to just speak those words, "Peace, be still," and the winds obey? Or could it be something in the name? In the African American church that I grew up in, every now and then someone would pull up a hymn and it went like this: "I'm not gonna sing, I'll say the words." It goes like this: "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." There's something about that name, amen? Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. Oh, Jesus, something about that name has power. For the would-be disciples, the invitation to follow me was an invitation to lose family, friends. We read in the book of Mark that they left the Father in the boat. But you know what? That's just the tip of the iceberg. The invitation to follow means losing understandings, attitudes, behaviors, and fears. Is an invitation to come outside of our comfort zones and our echo chambers. It's an invitation to experience godly peace, contentment, liberation, and justice. It's an invitation that was issued many, many years ago, but it remains an unchanged challenge for human beings and for us. Jesus said, "Follow me." and lose something, toss it aside, or even just be in the process of tossing it aside, follow me. If we've had life tumble down on us over the last 18 months, we've learned a lot about ourselves. Can somebody say amen? We have learned a lot. In this season of racial reconciliation and awareness, we have learned, and some have known this for many times, that we are strangers to one another. Here's an interesting statistic. 75% of white people have no black friends. 66% of black people have no white friends. We don't know our neighbors. And it is often, sometimes our discourse is ruled by conflict, polarization, fear, and just a plain lack of urgency. Follow me. But you see, this invitation that Jesus offers is an invitation to unlearn distance between ourselves. You see, unlearning this distance requires us to have a willingness to get close to people. I know we have the COVID thing, right? But I'm just saying. We've got to find out ways to get close to people that are different from ourselves, people that we might not see, people that are shunned, people who might, have been sinned against mostly by systems of oppression and injustice. You see, Jesus got close to people because he noticed them. Yes, he saw people. Jesus was a great noticer. You see, growing up as a minority under the rule of the Roman government, Jesus didn't have the luxury of not noticing others. Are you a good noticer? We read in scripture, we see that Jesus sees people in the midst of crowds. And blind Bartimaeus is on the side of the road, and the disciples are trying to keep him quiet. Jesus says, no, bring him to me. Bartimaeus, what do you need? What do you want? Don't push him away. And what about the widow who was in church? And she bought everything that she had, and the people said, it's not enough to make a difference. But Jesus said, she's given more than anyone here because they have given out of their abundance, but she has given out of her love. Again, the children are coming to Jesus. They want to hang out with him. The disciples are saying, I don't think so. Pushes them away, but Jesus says, oh, no, 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 no. Bring these children to me, for this is the kingdom of heaven, right here. Our children. You don't push them away. Jesus could see every heart in every child. Jesus held hands with those who had leprosy, wiped tears, and most of all, he took the time. He took the time to notice. He took the time to care. There's power in being close. You see, when we get close to things and situations, we hear things that we can't hear from a distance. We see things that we can't see when we're up close. When we draw near and incline our ear to others, we notice them. In drawing near, I say we exercise the muscle of the heart, which is compassion. See, compassion links us all together, and it helps us get outside of ourselves a little bit, and it gives us a capacity to outreach. Compassion enables us, it draws us, it empowers us, it calls us, it tells us to go beyond ourselves to the pulse of the world. In other words, it says, get out of your own way. Amen. Compassion makes us fully human. And God's compassion does something really, really interesting, because it fuels us to take responsibility for others and ourselves, and to act, and then to do justice. Compassion, we love sympathy, but we need compassion and mercy to move us so that we can see and notice others.
one another. Compassion makes us human, and we are built to be together. Now, when I was a child, and that wasn't long ago, you're supposed to laugh. It's a little joke. There was a game that maybe you played, I played it, and it was called Follow the Leader. Who played Follow the Leader? Anybody? Okay, so you know how this game works. Okay, there is one person who's designated as the leader, right? And then that's the head person. Everybody's supposed to follow behind them, okay? And you're supposed to mimic the leader. When Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee and calling out Peter and Simon and James and John, his invitation was not for them to just tag along behind him. There's a difference. And I'll tell you what it is. The Greek translation of the word follow means to accompany. It means to assist. It means to walk side by side. So this invitation that Jesus extends to us, follow me, invites us to come up close to Jesus and to walk side by side. And when we go outside of our comfort zones, we need somebody, don't we? We need somebody to walk side by side. The invitation tells us and invites us to let go of fears, egos, doubts. And it's a beautiful thing to be lost and then to be found and to be found at home in the arms of the awesome love of God, the arms of Jesus. Jesus calls us to be alive, to be vibrant, to have joy, and to be filled with the love that Jesus found in God. The invitation to follow me is to trust God with your very life. Now, here's the closer. There was a man up in New York, up in Niagara Falls, and a tightrope has been strung across the falls. Have you been there? It's a pretty vast place. So anyway, there's a rope, and the man's going to walk across the tightrope, and he asked the crowd, "Do you want to see me do this?" And what do you think the crowd said? "Yeah, do it." And you know what? He did it. He walked across and walked back. Done. And so then he said to the crowd, "Who would like to see me do it with a wheelbarrow?" And they said, "Yes, do it." So he gets up on the tightrope, no big deal, and he does it again. Then he says, "I am going to walk across the tightrope with the wheelbarrow. I'm going to be blindfolded now. Who would like to get into the wheelbarrow?" The crowd stopped. You get it? Do you get it? This follow me is a serious invitation. It's an invitation that allows us to go beyond who we even think we can be. And in this day and the era and the things that we are faced with, we need to figure out if this is our path. It's a path that many have traveled down for centuries. And here we are to be so blessed to be invited. There's a path for us to walk, and there is an invitation. And Jesus said, "Follow me." Will you follow?
trusting in the light, trusting in the light, trusting in the light. Ain't it wonderful?
I'm gonna follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. Yes, I have. I have decided I'm gonna follow Jesus. No turning, no, no, no turning. No turning back. I'm just following, following that beautiful light. Hey, hey, ain't it wonderful? Now the light on my pathway I'm following. It's a beautiful light.
Praise God and welcome home, Old South Gospel Choir. We're so glad that you are back and singing the praises of God here at home. Have you heard of this really old dude named Clement of Alexandria? Clement, or Saint Clement, was one of the church fathers, and he lived a really long time ago in the second century, and he wrote a lot about God. And on prayer, Clement wrote, "Prayer is keeping company with God." Prayer isn't a one-way mode of communication, like some sort of divine text message to heaven. Instead, it's this moment right now when heaven and earth grow a little bit closer, when time suspends, and for a moment, we dwell with God and God dwells with us. And we keep company with God. So let us do that thing. Let us keep company with God. Let us pray. Oh God, you call us wanderer of seashores and sidewalks, inviting us to sail out of our smug harbors into the uncharted waters of your Christian life, to wander off from our predictable paths, to follow you into the unpredictable footsteps of your reign, to leave the company of our status quo lives and accompany you into the uncomfortable places that we avoid, the uncomfortable conversations that we avoid, the uncomfortable relationships that we avoid, the uncomfortable decisions that we avoid. You call us to follow you, so we ask you, lead us. Lead us to the places of hurt and pain, and we will follow with your healing. Lead us to the places of despair and death, and we will follow with your hope. Lead us to places with mass shootings and violence, and we will follow with your peace. Lead us to the places where people are whipped at borders and trampled and dehumanized, and we will follow with righteous anger, with your righteous anger. Lead us to the places where people are hungry and oppressed and living in fear, and we will follow you with food, with support, and with hope. As we wait your call in our simple and constantly uncertain lives, we ask you, O God, to speak. Speak of that hope which is our anchor. Speak of that peace which is our rock. Speak of that grace which is our refuge. O God, speak to us of that courage which we need. Speak to us when we have forgotten the sound of your voice. Speak to us now, here, as we seek to follow you in these moments of silence. You might give tonight because you feel like you should, but that's not the best reason to do it. You might give today because everyone else is gonna do it, and while that's the good kind of peer pressure, it is not the best reason to do it. You might give today because you feel guilty for having so much, or because you might want to feel good about what you've done, or because you want to help mend a broken world, or because you love the building or the preaching or the music. All good reasons, but they are not the best reasons. The best reason is this: Jesus told us to. He said, if you want to follow God, give your money to the poor. He said, put your money in the place you want to care more deeply about, and your heart will follow. He said, I have given to you, now give some of it back, for if you do, we together will remake the whole world. There is a lot of good reasons to give your money tonight, but the best one is this: if you do, if you give, it will make you a better disciple. As we give, we will sing, I have decided to follow Jesus. Our offering will now be given and received.
Please stand as you are able. Turning back, though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning. The world behind me, the cross before me, the world behind me, the cross before me, the world behind me, the cross before me, no turning back. I have decided, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Amen. The power of our next song is the intention with which we will sing it. I'll teach you the chorus, and then we'll sing it together. If you hear some harmonies, gospel choir, I am directly talking to you. Please add them. And if you feel inspired to close your eyes, put your hand on your heart, feel free, because the words are this: I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. to hold you in love. Can you sing with me? I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. No matter where you go, no matter where you've been, you'll never walk alone. I feel you deep within. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. No matter what you feel or what you choose to show, I'm always there for you. I want you to know. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I walk the path with you. Go slow, dear one, don't hurry. I'll go just like you need to go. There is no need to worry. I am sending you light to heal you, hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love.
Indeed, as we walk out from this place, where we've experienced God's love and God's light, we walk out into a world that needs to see us as that light of the world. So as we go forth this evening, I want to share with you a benediction that I share many times. And it goes like this. I saw a great crowd of men and women, boys and girls, standing hand in hand, noticing one another, looking each other in the eye. And I asked the angel of the Lord, what is this? The angel of the Lord said, this is the kingdom of God.
And I asked the angel of the Lord, where is this? Where is this light? The angel said, this is in your heart. So let us go and share the light and the love of God, who loves us madly more than we will ever know. Amen.
Gospel choir, if you're interested in joining, is this way. The world and your name tags are returned that way, but peace is all around you. The peace of Christ be with you. Do it again. The peace of Christ be with you. Amen. Now give it to one another in a socially distant way.